Hello again, this is Charlie Tenney coming back at you for another 60 minutes on the radio. They say that crime doesn't pay, and that's so. I read about a criminal who not only went to prison for 10 years, but in addition cost him $35,000 because they didn't validate his parking.
So very nice, you should break the ice, let her know that she's on your mind. What you're trying to hide, what you know inside, she's the best thing you'll ever.
Manchester, you should hear how she talks about you. Talking about what's coming up in the next 60 minutes, we'll have another consumer line report. Celebrity toss-up and video cassettes are outselling audio cassettes these days. We'll talk about your favorites.
We
Santana and Hold On. Well, Pac-Man fever has finally reached the world of the paranormal. The Durham-based Institute for the Study of Parapsychology is using video games to study whether the human mind can affect subatomic particles. The researchers say the video games provide better motivation for test subjects. Charlie Tuna. When you're in the mood for company, cooking for a crowd can be a lot of fun, but you'll need to do some careful planning ahead, since handling large amounts of food also involves certain risk. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, one risk is food poisoning caused by bacteria. They advise to keep hot foods hot, above 140 degrees, and keep cold foods cold, below 40 degrees. Bacteria grow best in lukewarm foods. Don't let either hot or cold food stand at room temperature more than 2 hours. Consumer Line. The fashion industry isn't exactly in tatters, but designers and manufacturers say the recession has changed the way America shops for clothes. Sales are slipping as middle-income buyers rebel against high prices and hang on to their old clothes longer. Consumers are treating clothes more as an investment, buying classics that won't go out of style. The hardest hit, moderately priced articles like blazers and sportswear. There's one category that's still bullish, though. Industry experts say there's a surge of sales of expensive designer clothing, big names in the $700 to $2,000 range. Consumer Line.
Thank you.
Paul McCartney feature, The Beatles, She's a Woman. She's also somebody's baby, no doubt. Coming up, our telephone poll today. Video cassette sales passed audio sales for the first time, according to Variety magazine this past year. Our question today was, what was the last video cassette that you bought or rented? And you can be discreet.
Well, just to look at that girl with the light coming up in her eyes.
Brown and somebody's baby. Well, you might call it a quarterback sneak. A Portland, Oregon couple has figured out how to make money out of thin air. Wendy Berlowitz says all she and her husband Jim do is to buy Canadian quarters from a bank, sometimes for as little as 16 cents, then go around to stores trading them for U.S. quarters. Most shops and even some banks accept the coins at face value, although Canadian dollars are discounted 20%. Nobody cares about quarters, says Miss Berlowitz, adding that she's been able to make up to $100 in 4 hours. So who is paying the bill? That's what we're trying to figure out, she says. Somebody must be.
Charlie Tuna.
Where did that small army of ants come from? There must be some way to get rid of these unwelcome guests. Well, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the way to an ant's destruction is through its nest. So the first step is to find the nest. And that may not be so easy. Sometimes the ant nest is outdoors, or it could be in the house, in a wall, under the floor, or under a pile of papers in the corner. When you find a pesky creature's abode, treat it with a liquid household insecticide that contains any of these chemicals. Diazinon, lindane, malathion, or propor. Apply the liquid as a surface spray, except in the kitchen. Here you'll want to use a small paintbrush to avoid getting poison where food and dishes go. Remember to read the label on the poison container before you start to work. Afterwards, close the container tightly and store out of the reach of children and pets. Time for our telephone poll today, and today's topic revolves around video cassette sales. They've passed audio sales for the first time, according to Variety magazine. Together, video and audio sales were up over $630 million in 1981, with video sales up a whopping 30%. Audio cassettes didn't do so badly either. Dollar sales for tape cassettes rose 14%. Our question, what was the last video cassette that you bought or rented? Telephone poll.
Well, I'll tell you, Charlie, I've never even wasted my money on it.
Okay. Telephone poll.
Yes, the last video cassette that I rented was Deep Throat.
All right. Telephone poll.
Yeah, on Golden Pond.
Telephone poll.
Yeah, the last tape I bought was a not-quite-so-legal copy of Empire Strikes Back.
Uh-huh. Telephone poll.
Behind the Green Door and Seika.
Telephone poll.
This is the last one that we rented. The videotape was Lights, Camera, Orgy, and the plot was terrible.
Telephone poll.
Yeah, I rented the Simon and Garfunkel live in Central Park, and it was fantastic.
Telephone poll.
Yeah, how about the jazz singer, Neil Diamond?
Telephone poll.
Charlie, the last one that we rented was Star Wars and then Debbie Does Dallas.
Telephone poll.
Okay, yeah, the last video, right?
Yeah.
The last video was Behind the Green Door with Marilyn Chambers.
All the way.
she's gone, and I have to stay.
Charlie tonight. Back on the telephone, somebody's got another telephone answering recording they want to play for me. Okay, fire away.
Hey, this is Michael in Rocco's dentist office. We can't come to the phone now. We have a patient, and we have to hold him down. Hey, Rock, did you give him Novocaine? I thought you gave him Novocaine. Well, I didn't.
This guy's in pain here, I think.
Well, we're almost done. Let's keep going.
Be patient.
Hold his leg, Rock.
Okay.
I think we lost him.
Julie, our question today, how many Democratic congressmen does it take to change a light bulb? The answer, two. One to change it and the other to blame it on the Republicans.
Charlie Tuna.
Energy costs our government a fortune.
Costs so much that USERA is again offering a prize of $1 million to the three most energy-efficient communities.
And this year, there's an extra $500,000 for two new categories.
$250,000 to the most improved community.
And $250,000 to the most innovative facility engineering programs.
For example, new designs that save heat for the community.
But, of course, what every one of us saves individually will help win for your community.